The Warren Brothers now, what point of, was it right when they were busting out? What did you do with them? You toured with them? Was it like one-nighters that you guys were doing? Or
no, well, it was funny because when they first came to town, we did a trio. The brothers and me, Murfreesboro Bunganut Pig and the Franklin Bunganut Pig for about 6 months. And then Bada Bing got too busy, so I left the Warren Brothers duo. And then they formed a band, and they were just having that record interest, and that record people, BNA, said, we love you guys, we love your band, but we don't love your drummer. This, I can't remember his name. And so they called me and said, well, we have the girl, you got to get Jenny back. So we did 4 nights a week for 6 months while we were just honing it, and they were putting the record deal together. So once we got on the road, and we did 2 years, not continually straight, but we had Faith Hill's first two headlining tours. So it was the Fox Theaters. It was 2,000-seat theaters. And the guys had never been on the road, the tour bus before. I had never been on the tour bus before. So it was 10 guys on the bus and me. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. It was really hard. It was hard. Best of times, worst of times.
Now, as far as back to you as a musician, do you find that you prefer playing drums live or in the studio? Is there a preference, or do you enjoy both and they just are different? Talk about the difference between playing drums live and playing them in the studio as far as for you.
It's funny, when I'm playing live, I think that's the only thing that there is because of the energy of the fellow players, and you're having that conversation, and then the energy of the audience. So it's more of a group enjoyment, vibration, passion. It's so exciting to play live. I don't like playing live if nobody's watching. Is that really bad?
No.
It's bad? I don't know. But anyway, not watching, listening, I mean. Mm-hmm. But then if I get in the studio and you can actually hear yourself really well and hear everything really well, and then you hear it back, you go, oh my gosh. It's a whole nother buzz to keep it really, I don't want to say perfect, but clean. And you only have a couple times to make it feel really great and honor the song. So to be able to capture the song and the tension and release of it with your fellow players, I'm trying to think of a good analogy.
I think you're doing a fine job explaining it.
I know, live, it's kind of like you're in a playground, and it's so fun. And then in a studio, it's more like you're in your zone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Laura Vita, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Laura Vita.
You've been working with her recently, right?
The last couple months, she was playing down at Sambuca's, and they moved her night. Her band couldn't come with her, so she said, I'm doing an all-girl thing. And she called me and Dana Robbins on sax and Alana Rocklin on bass. Mm-hmm. And God, Laura Vita's an awesome singer. She's awesome. She writes a lot of her own songs, R&B. She's just R&B and old-school style funk. It could be really great. It could be really great. I don't usually enjoy playing with all women bands. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know exactly why that is.
That was curious. I wouldn't know anything about that, but I never had actually thought about it before. But I'm glad you brought it up, though, because it is different for you. I mean, I know as a guy,
yeah,
it's a different band when there's a girl in the band.
Why?
Well, because there's all kinds of things that happen about being a guy that you have to, you have to watch your, more so you think more about your language and, not being off color in any way, I guess,
But musically, is it different?
No. Okay. No, musically it's not. But the everything about the traveling and the accommodations,
yeah,
and I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
It's a different tonality when there's just things that are affected just naturally as they should be.
It wasn't on the Warren Brother bus. I'm just kidding. But anyway, but in all girls, it's girls are really sensitive in a different way. Mm-hmm. So musically it's different. Musically it's more communication and it's a little bit deeper, but they're also sensitive in a bad way too. I don't know. What do you think she thought? I don't know. Is she? It's just, I don't know. I love playing with guys.